Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
Today, we're taking it to the streets and exploring food trucks. Bethia Wolf of Columbus Food Adventures is back to talk about the over 40 taco trucks in her city, and I catch up with the guys of Happy Pig, who are serving high-class local food from a two-man cart. But first, here's Mia Partlow with a look at this week's news.
The foodie blogosphere was abuzz last week with news that a woman from Oak Park, Michigan was charged with a misdemeanor for planting a garden in her front yard. Instead of reseeding the lawn with grass after it was torn up for sewer repair, Julie Bass built some raised beds and planted squash, corn, and tomatoes along with some flowers. According to Oak Park's Code of Ordinances, quote, "All unpaved portions of the site shall be planted with grass or ground cover or other suitable live plant material," unquote. But apparently, home vegetable gardens do not qualify. Through blogs and social media sites, food and gardening groups have been joined by urban gardeners, environmental activists, and even political groups that oppose big government policies. Thanks to this viral exposure, the city of Oak Park has dropped the charges against her. According to Bass's lawyer, Solomon Radner, quote, "Based on the games the city has been playing, I would not put it past them to drop the charges just to get the media off their back," unquote. And a new study from the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill says the proximity to grocery stores has very little correlation with how often people eat healthy food. This is bad news for the USDA, which recently released a map of areas of the country where a significant number of people live in poverty and also have very little access to a supermarket, areas referred to as food deserts. The USDA says their map should help officials pinpoint areas that have low access to healthy food in their efforts to expand that availability. If you connect the dots there, the USDA is implying that grocery stores are the bringers of healthy foods. On the other hand, the study found that how close fast food chains are has a direct correlation with how often people eat that food. For more news updates like this, follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Just search for Earth Eats. For Earth Eats, I'm Mia Partlow.
Got a craving for tacos but don't live near a restaurant? Want to support a local farm but think it's impossible because you live in the heart of the Bronx? Want to eat healthy but the gas station is your only local grocer? Food trucks to the rescue. In Los Angeles, the birthplace of the craze, hundreds of trucks roam the streets selling everything from grilled cheese sandwiches to Indian food to Korean tacos. The New York City-based Truck Farm doesn't just bring you the produce, it brings you the earth that grew it. It's a mobile garden in the bed of a 1986 pickup truck. And in New Mexico, Mogro has adopted the concept of mobile food to bring affordable groceries to food deserts. There's a similar program happening in Kansas City, the Beans and Greens Mobile Market. Alana Gordon of Harvest Public Media has the story.
Think of the Beans and Greens Mobile Market as a grocery store on wheels.
We can park this thing anywhere in Kansas City.
Eugene Brown is the market's manager. He says between now and November, the refrigerated truck filled with local vegetables, meat, and eggs will be jumping between at least three designated spots in so-called food deserts, places where the nearest grocery store is about 2 miles away. That includes the Marlboro and Argentine neighborhoods, as well as here on the west side, where the market had its kickoff this weekend.
73 cents makes 15 and 5 makes 20. Appreciate you coming down.
72-year-old Mary Ellen Aguirre buys some chorizo, cilantro, and potatoes from Brown. Aguirre lives nearby and says it's hard to find local produce. She's excited about the new market. Everything is natural and nutritious, she says. The mobile market is part of the nonprofit Beans and Greens program, which allows people to use food stamps at select farmers markets and then get matched up to $30 a week in purchases. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Alana Gordon.
Listen to more stories about food, fuel, and the field from the team at Harvest Public Media on their website, harvestpublicmedia.org. Our series of segments taking a look at the food scene in Columbus, Ohio, continues today with a look at the taco truck culture. It's such a vibrant part of that city's food life that Columbus Food Adventures offers a tour dedicated solely to these mobile food vendors. It's their most popular tour.
Well, one, I think, is partly it's a little bit of an adventure. There's something about the chase of tracking these trucks down and finding it.
Bethia Wolf runs Columbus Food Adventures.
It's a fun, informal experience. You're eating outdoors. It's kind of like being at a family cookout and you're interacting with the owner of the business. A lot of times somebody who's really cares about the food that they're serving you, which is a very different experience than going to a fast food restaurant and having somebody who probably really often really doesn't care about the food that they're preparing.
You do a taco truck tour in Columbus, which I'm so envious of. First of all, what is it about taco as a food item that lends itself to being sold on the street?
Well, the Mexican style tacos are two soft corn tortillas and then a choice of, usually a pretty wide choice of different meats to put in them. So the meat is just, it's fried up on the grill. And so it's a pretty quick preparation from when you order. They're easy to hold on to. They're very portable. And it's a satisfying thing to eat. Columbus has, in the peak of the summer season, some of them are seasonal, but by the peak of the summer, there are about 40 taco trucks in Columbus. It's a fairly sort of generic term, taco trucks, because we include Salvadorian and Honduran and Colombian trucks as well in that. The taco is just a shorthand. And so, and even within the Mexican trucks, there's a huge amount of variety of the different food they serve. And then at the other trucks, we're eating a whole range of different foods. Things from like grilled chicken, sandwiches, other regional specialities, Mexican ice cream.
Just convince somebody who is a little wary about getting food from a street vendor who might have concerns about, I don't know, cleanliness.
Well, in Columbus, all of the trucks are inspected by a health department. So we have a system here in Columbus for restaurants that they all have to be inspected and they're given a sticker to display in there by their door or front window. And if they pass their health inspection, they have a green sticker. And so you know, green is go, you know, they're safe to eat there. And so the taco trucks have the same thing. The other thing I would say with the trucks, and so if you're not in Columbus, if you're not in an area that has that sticker system, is that the kitchens are usually very open. The trucks, you can see right inside, you can see the person making the food, and so it's very easy to make your own judgment, as opposed to, you know, some restaurants that you go to where the kitchen's sealed, you really have no idea what's going on in there, you have no idea who's making the food. So it's very easy to make your own choice at a taco truck. And if you can see, you know, food on the floor, if it doesn't look clean, you know, probably going to be out, you know, $2-3. You know, you haven't made a big investment on the food. But I've eaten, like I said, around 50 taco trucks, and I've eaten a lot of them many, many times, and I've never had any problem.
Bethia Wolf of Columbus Food Adventures. Their taco truck tour is one of five food tours they offer around the Columbus, Ohio metropolitan area. Learn more at columbusfoodadventures.com. It's time for lunch. The guys of Happy Pig serve farm-to-street slow food fast to the lunch and the late-night crowds around Bloomington, Indiana. Their motto is, the happier the pig, the better the bacon.
You know, we're trying to create like an identity with our food here, really. And it's more character than just dirty water hot dogs. I think people know that and they're responding to it.
That's Eric Schoham. He and fellow owner-operator Tony Cooper are serving lunch to a long line of folks on one of the busiest intersections between the campus of Indiana University and downtown Bloomington. As Cooper cooks up slabs of pork belly for their signature dish, the notorious P.I.G., Schoham describes the process of prepping the sandwich.
Instead of smoking it, we cure it and braise it. We cook it in liquid for quite some time, get a lot of flavor in there. And then once we're out here, we crisp it up, top it with some Brown County maple syrup, and put a sunny side up farm egg on top. So what you get is like a bacon and egg sandwich. We've also got pulled pork, which all of our pork comes from Gunthorpe Farms up in LaGrange, Indiana. And we also cure that ourselves, smoke it ourselves, braise that, make the barbecue sauce. We put a little bit of that maple in there, too. I really like that maple syrup.
I had the Notorious P.I.G. It was unbelievable, and it really, like, the best way I could describe it is the highest class breakfast sandwich I've ever had in my life. Is that what you guys were imagining?
That's what we're going for.
It's really a pleasure when you break that yolk on the egg, mix it with that maple syrup, and you get to dip the sandwich in there.
It's not cute food.
It's an experience.
It's more of an experience than a sandwich.
It's sloppy, you're going to get your hands messy, but people enjoy it. And everything that you're eating is from Indiana. Our buns we make ourselves, the pork belly is from LaGrange, Indiana. Our maple syrup is from Brown County, and our eggs are from a local farm here. So,
awesome. Yeah. As you're doing that, can you talk me through what's in the
sandwich there?
The sandwich is our pulled pork sandwich. It's our, it's again, Gunthorpe shoulder that we have cured and smoked. Then we braised the barbecue sauce we made ourselves from the braising liquid. And then we had some hot peppers. I actually had some peppers that I grew over the summer that I put in there too. Usually a little maple syrup or something to sweeten it up a little bit. Then I reduce that and make the barbecue sauce.
And what is this?
This is sofrito. This is a garnish for our sweet potato soup. What it is like a roasted pepper pesto. We roast some peppers, put some cilantro, roasted garlic, char some onion, and just kind of mix it all up. It's like a relish garnish for our soup.
And it's
soup
vegan.
Yes.
Try and get the vegetarians and vegans included. A lot of people are turned off when they see pork, but we've done a lot of soups. We're going to be doing salads now that farmers are going to be supplying a lot more vegetables. And soups, of course. We've done quesadillas, our big hit at night. So, yeah, we just try to switch it up a lot and use as much local product as we can.
Let's talk about the concept of food trucks. So it's big in Bloomington and big around the country, this really high-class, local, seasonal food, but made on the street. So you guys are part of a really big movement, actually.
Yeah. I don't know. We feel it's our responsibility to, you know, if we're going to do something like this, not just serve hot dogs, to, you know, serve high-quality food that, you know, for reasonable prices and kind of expose people to a different type of eating, I guess.
You know, the reason that we're doing this and using local product is to show people that it's not just a buzzword. Like, there's no reason not to use local product, you know. That's kind of the reason we call it Happy Pig, is we search to get every ingredient of, you know, like the best quality, responsibly harvested, and, you know, that's the idea, I guess.
You guys are great. Thanks.
Thank you.
You can see pictures of the Happy Pig food cart on our website and read a description of the notorious P.I.G. sandwich. Let us know what amazing street food experiences you've had this summer by writing a comment on our blog. Find all that at eartheats.org.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop.
Production support also comes from goodsforcooks.com. Online at goodsforcooks.com.
Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. Thanks for listening. I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
And I'm Annie Corrigan. See you next time.